Genesis chapter 2. And so the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their host multitude. And on the seventh day Saturday, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day Saturday from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day Saturday, and sanctified it, because in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations, records of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord Jehovah God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, because the Lord Jehovah God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground. But there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord Jehovah God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord Jehovah God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord Jehovah God had caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it divided, and became four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that is the one which goes around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good, there is bdellium and the onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same as the one that goes around the whole land of Ethiopia. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. And the Lord Jehovah God took the man, and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you may not eat of it, because in the day that you eat of it you will surely die." And the Lord Jehovah God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." So out of the ground the Lord Jehovah God had formed every beast of the field, and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper suitable for him. So the Lord Jehovah God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up its flesh. And the rib, which the Lord Jehovah God had taken from man, he made a woman, and brought her to the man. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, female man, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man will leave his father and his mother, and will cling to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.